This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Steve Smiley's Bears took down the Cal State Northridge Matadors over the weekend, 70-63. On to talk to us about that game, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears. Now, Jerry, Cal State was fouling like crazy. It seemed like the Bears were at the free throw line the last 7 minutes of the game, but they couldn't get a foul in late. That was the kind of like one of the more bizarre sequences. I'm hearing you broadcast the game, and then no foul, and then 4 seconds. Oh, let's get the foul in.
I think there were a couple things that happened. Number one, I think the Bears did a good job of keeping the ball away from the people who wanted to foul. And secondly, I think there was, Brady, some confusion on the part of Northridge as to whether they were supposed to foul or not. I think there were a couple of guys who were thinking, you know, it's a 7-point game with 10 seconds left. Why are we fouling? And then there's a couple of other guys that were just scrambling around trying to foul somebody. So some confusion, but a great job by the Bears to keep that ball. Kind of the old keep-away game, you know. You can't let the defender touch the ball, and that's what the Bears did so well down the stretch.
Jerry, when this team, when it gets to a free throw situation, you know the UNC Bears, if it's close and they're the ones getting sent to the line, there's a good chance that they're going to finish that thing out. Dalen Kuntz was 7 of 10, Matt Johnson 8 of 9. And those two dudes, if you're going to shoot free throws, having those guys get to the line for you, man, you're going to be able to do something big.
I'm so with you. And I think you could probably put, although he's not really been in that situation much, Dalton Connect in that group as well. I think he's a clutch guy down the stretch with free throws. His free throw percentage is way up from last year. But Matt Johnson's missed twice this whole year.
Wow.
I think he's something like 22 out of 24 or some crazy number like that. And Dalen Kuntz is interesting, too, because in a crucial spot in that game down the stretch, he missed two free throws in a row. And I'm thinking, all right, those are his two misses for the next three games, because he never misses in those situations. And what's he do? He comes back and makes the next four. So, yeah, you're right. They're led by those three guys, especially that backcourt, and they're so good. They're so poised, so good in the clutch. They were that way last year when I was doing games, Brady, and we've seen it early this season as well.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. The Bears get the dub, and now 5-5 overall. They got the Buffs coming up this weekend. My goodness, that'll be interesting. But back to that game a little bit more. You know, Dalen, as you mentioned, had a couple of misses there. Doesn't do that very often at the free throw line. But ended with 19 points, Matt Johnson with 18, but Dalton Connect, 16 points, but added in 14 rebounds. And you and I talked about that last week a lot, Jerry, was, you know, if you want to start improving upon your rebounding numbers, you're going to need your guards to step in a little bit more and add to that where they can start picking up on the rebounding side. And that's what Dalton did.
Exactly right, and I think you give him a lot of credit, too, because and the coaches have helped this way, Brady, but he knew coming into this season, he and I talked about it on the coaches' show last week, he knew that they were missing some big men from last year. Gorjon Gooch is an excellent rebounder, and I think they really were going to miss him, and Dalton's like, I know I got to pick up some of that slack. I can't just let the big guys rebound. I got to get there and do it. And he's very capable. He's you know, 6'7", 6'8". He can jump very well. He's a very good natural rebounder. So give him credit for getting more aggressive on the boards. But, you know, in that game, he had 11, I think, in the first half, and then ended up with 5 in the second half, but kept rebounding. He kept missing shots, but he kept getting the boards, and that was really crucial for this team. He had, Theo Hughes have a career-high 10 rebounds. So they've emphasized rebounding because they were so badly out-rebounded at the beginning of the season. Now it looks like, Brady, they're a pretty good rebounding team. At least they have been the last three games.
Well, that's got to go back to coaching, right, Jerry? I mean,
Smiley
recognized an issue, and rather than just saying, you know, we'll just out-shoot teams, we don't need to worry about some of the other things. And no, they've made that a point of emphasis. They played really good defense against Northridge, but then out-rebounded them 43-37, two games in a row where the discrepancy on rebounds has definitely shifted toward the UNC Bears.
Yep, no question. And one of those games, of course, was CSU. That's a good, solid team. So, yeah, I think you give the coaching staff a lot of credit that way. I know one thing Steve did, among many other things, I think he by the way, I think he makes great adjustments, not just in a game, but from game to game. But he sits a guy down like Theo Hughes and says, Theo, you do not have to score. You're not out there to score. You're not a scorer. You know that. We know that. But you can be a very good rebounder. You're big. You're 7 foot and you're 275 pounds. Get in there and move around a little bit and get aggressive on the boards. And what's happened? Theo has done exactly that. So I guess it's one thing to tell a player he needs to do something, another for that player to take it to heart and go out and execute it. But those two things are happening with this team. And I think you're right, Brady. I think you give the coaching staff a lot of credit for that.
Jerry, that team was pretty salty. I know the record doesn't show it, but they've had a crazy non-conference schedule. I mean, you know, close one to Boise State, a fairly close one to Fresno State. So they're playing some tough teams, too. So a lot of times you can't just look at the record to determine if a team's worth it or not. And that was supposed to be a good game, and for the most part it was.
Yeah, and I'm with you. And I think you throw out records from previous years. In the last couple of years, they've won, I think, six and then seven games or something crazy like that. They've been really down. But with the transfer portal, you can improve really quickly, and that's what that team has done. It's a better team than it has been the last 2 years. They're very well coached. I mean, their coach is big time. He's coached at Stanford and some other big schools and had a lot of success. So I know they're well coached. There's a lot of talent there, some new faces that were evident, like Steve said they would be. Physical team, kind of slow the pace down. But the Bears were up for that challenge. So, yeah, I think you make a good point. Cal State Northridge, just the name itself, is probably not going to strike fear in anybody, but they're a pretty good, talented team. And I think they're going to do some damage in their league this year.
Jerry Schimmel joining us, the voice of the UNC Bears. Well, a team's name that might strike some fear into their opponents, especially right now, is the Colorado Buffaloes. They've had monster wins. They destroyed Colorado State last week. They beat Tennessee. They destroyed Texas A&M, too. They've also lost some weird games. But now they have the power of Deion Sanders behind them, even though it's football and basketball. But I didn't think there was any way CSU was going to be able to win that game against CU, especially when you knew prime time was going to be there at some point. And he did show up, and the place went nuts.
Yeah, you know what? And we probably, you and I, say that tongue-in-cheek. But that's what the guy does. He brings energy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He brings energy everywhere he goes, whether it's a football stadium or a basketball arena. And I think people get fired up about that. And hopefully that continues. I know some of that sort of honeymoon will wear off a little bit. And I think especially after he loses a game or two, there might not be that energy. But you're right. He brings it to a crowd at a basketball game. And I'm with you. I think the crowd was fired up because it was CSU, but probably more fired up because Coach Prime was in the building. So, yeah, and I think, you know, bottom line is CU's talented. They're a really talented team, Brady. And I don't know, you're right. They had some weird losses. I think they lost to Mississippi Valley. I don't know. It's lost to somebody early on that they should never. They were favored by 15 and got beat. So, but a very talented team. They're young. They're very well coached, I believe. So this will be a real tall task on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, so how you feeling about this one now, Jerry? UNC. You know, it was kind of back and forth, but then you beat Colorado State. You know, on their turf, a game that the Rams, you know, I don't know if they overlooked, but I think they really wanted to win that game, and the Bears kept battling back, especially in that second half. They win that, got a lot of confidence, and then knowing that CU can be a bit inconsistent, how do you like UNC's chances this weekend?
Well, first of all, that game at CSU for UNC, the only reason they won was because you were doing color.
That's what I was told.
That is it. Number one factor right there. You know, I think there's something to that. You do one game, and it's one of the biggest wins in school history. I mean, what's up with that, Brady?
You know, Jerry, again, I'm like Spider-Man with great great power comes great responsibility now, and so I know I have that. It's out there. So I tell you what, if the Bears start struggling at any point, just give me a buzz. I'll jump on there. I'll do what I can, and we'll get them a W with me on there, okay?
All right. Okay. I call that a secret weapon. I don't know what anybody else calls it. I call it a secret weapon. Anyway, Brady, to answer your question, you know, I think it'll be really difficult to pull an upset like for UNC like they did at CSU. But I do think they'll play hard. They won't be intimidated. They'll play, I think, a game maybe like they played against New Mexico, where they're in a ball game and maybe get worn out by a home crowd and a home team at the end. But I think they'll fare well. I think they'll have a good showing for themselves, and I think it'll be a lot of fun on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, two non-conference games left. CU and Air Force, both interesting games for the University of Northern Colorado. But Jerry, so far, what, 10 games in, you know, conference schedule is right around the corner. How are you feeling about this team? They were picked to finish second, so about where they were last year. Do you like their chances even more based on what you've seen so far to get into the big dance?
You know what, I'm sure I told you this on the air a couple weeks ago when I was on, but I wasn't all that confident about this team after the first couple weeks, and especially after that CCU loss at home. I'm thinking they got some serious deficiencies there. They can't rebound, and they can't get an offensive board, and they can't play and all these things went through my head. And then after that, they played that Lobo Classic, played very well, and played a great game against CSU. It looks like a different team to me. So I think my thoughts are about the same as when the season began. And after the season began and played it and saw this team play a few games, I thought maybe they're not as good as I thought they were. Now I do. I think they're that number two seed right now. They're that second best team behind Montana State right now in the conference, and would have as good a shot, the way I look at it right now before conference play starts, as good a shot as anybody to get to that big dance again. So I'm feeling good about this team, a lot better than I did a couple weeks ago for sure.
Well, and Jerry, don't you think, because I mean, honestly, with Dalen Kuntz and Matt Johnson and Dalton Knecht, those guys could fall asleep and score into the double digits. Don't you think in order for the Bears to take that next step, you are going to need to see Theo Hughes just dominating the rebound? I mean, he had his career high with 10 boards. You're going to need to see him do that. Riley Abercrombie come up big for this team. The freshman and Caleb Shaw, Brock Wisney, like the other guys are going to have to do some special things for this team to take it to the next level.
I'm with you. We know pretty much what we have, right, with the backcourt and probably with Dalton Knecht as well. So, yeah, I think the key is going to be the development of the big guys. And, again, they don't have to score because the big three on this team will get you your points. And then there's going to be that Caleb Shaw, Riley Abercrombie that's going to, you know, hit for 20 once in a while and have one of those big nights, especially with the three ball. They can both shoot it very well. So, yeah, it's up to the big guys to play defense. I think rebound number one, play defense as a group number two. And if they show improvement like they have already, I mean, Brock Wisney is a better player than he was at the beginning of the year. Theo Hughes is a much better player than he was at the beginning of the season. If those guys continue to develop and show improvement like they have, I think they're going to be that much better, and I think probably a force at the end of the season.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what this team can do and you know, what kind of effort they can show against the Colorado Buffaloes coming up later in the weekend. Jerry, I know you got the coaches show set up tomorrow. Weather might be interesting, though, so, man, take care of yourself.
I will do that. I know it's supposed to stop snowing in the morning, so hopefully I get up there and see you guys tomorrow night.
All right, my friend Jerry, appreciate you as always. Loved the call over the weekend. No one better, in my opinion, man. So just keep up the great work, and you know, you call on me when you need me. If the Bears are down 30, give me a buzz. I might be laying in bed listening to Jerry Schimmel, but I'll jump on the cell phone. I'll get involved.
It's my SW, my secret weapon.
I'm in 100%, man. You just call on me anytime. All right, man.
All right, Brady.
We'll talk to you soon. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. That was an awesome honor for me to do the call with Jerry a little over a week ago, when the Bears beat the Colorado State Rams. And even according to Smiley, it might be one of the bigger wins, certainly in his career, and I was happy to be a part of that. 36 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest in the local sports flash.